102.9 KPLX, the soul of the Bay, has been the heart and soul in the Bay Area for over 30 years. This is Listen Up Bay Area with your host, Armon.
Good morning and welcome to Listen Up Bay Area. I'm your host, Armon, and for the next 15 minutes, I'll be speaking to Peyton Brooks-Seville, student board member of the Youth for Environmental Sustainability, and also Raquel Trinidad, YES Conference organizer. How are you, ladies?
I'm good.
Fine, thank you.
Good, good. Well, thank you so much for joining us this morning. Tell us a little bit about the organization and your part in the organization.
I'm part of the student board, and basically our job is just to help them plan and kind of get a teen perspective on what would help make like teens collaborate better in like this setting for the YES Conference.
Tell me exactly, what is the YES Conference?
So the YES Conference stands for Youth for Environmental and Sustainability Conference.
It's a tough word, huh?
And basically it's just a conference centered around bringing teens to the table to like help discuss problems such as climate change and environmentalism and public transportation.
Basically, the program is really geared towards teens connecting with each other.
Okay.
We really care about improving the quality of life for Bay Area residents. And in particular, the program and the conference serve to really create bridges among the nine Bay Area counties, where this conference is bringing teens from all of those nine Bay Area counties. So all the way far north from Napa and Sonoma, and all the way far south from Santa Clara and the counties in between. We really just want to have teens come together and talk about climate change, environmental issues that are important to them. They are our future leaders.
Yes.
They are the ones that are basically stepping into the situation that we're in and leading us forward. And so we want to create an avenue where teens can collaborate, learn from each other, and really build those bridges necessary for our future.
All right. And that was Raquel Trinidad, YES Conference organizer. So tell me more about your role as YES Conference organizer.
We are working to build the largest environmental conference in the Bay Area. I work for an organization called the Quality Management District, and our other partner organization, the Metropolitan Transportation Commission. We both came together to create this program called Spare the Air Youth Program. And the program, it really serves to educate, inspire, empower Bay Area youth and teens and their families to change their transportation habits and reduce their greenhouse gas emissions, vehicle miles traveled, and improve our overall quality of life, reduce traffic congestion, and improve our air quality.
Excellent, excellent. And I see you have a website as well.
Yes, you can visit our website at www.sparetheairyouth.org. That's where you can get all the information regarding our program. We have a wealth of different resources available for teachers and students as well, and even government employees that care about safe routes to school and other programs as well.
All right. So getting back to the YES Conference, tell me why this is so important.
We really just live in a world right now where like climate change is happening. We have a lot of climate change deniers, and you know, our global like emissions are just going like off the charts. And it's really important just to bring more awareness to that. And people want to help. People want to know what to do. And by making this YES Conference, you know, we're giving people an outlet to talk to other people just as passionate as them to create something progressive.
And how does it engage teenagers?
They can partake in discussions and look at different presentations made by their peers, like teenagers themselves, whereas in like compared to schools, it's 8 hours of taking notes and required tests and classes and stuff. Mm-hmm. Here, it's all voluntary. People come to the YES Conference because they want to see a better world and working environment. And really, it's just teens talking to teens. It's a teen-led discussion.
And who else should attend the conference?
Well, our target audience is teens that are 12 to 18. Mm-hmm. So it's middle schoolers and high school students.
Okay.
In the past, we've had a big contingent of high school students, and we've made a concerted effort to get a lot more middle school students involved. And as Peyton was saying earlier, it is a youth-driven conference, so Over 85% of our presentations are done by teens. Mm. So that's what's really unique about our conference. It's not teachers talking to teens. It's teens teaching and sharing knowledge among their peers. And so it's really empowering experience. So just to give you an idea, some of the workshops that you can look forward to for the day of the event, we have gardening workshops. We have workshops on activism and youth activism and engagement, civic engagement particularly, and as well as some science ones, like how you can learn about air pollution and what kind of apps are out there that can look at tree forestry and how to improve the air quality in your community. So just really cool workshops, along with some other special surprises, like we have a special film screening, a trash fashion making class, and just a lot of fun games and folks that are going to be sharing opportunities on internships and ways to get involved in your community. So it's a really hands-on day to get your hands dirty in topics that you probably are curious about, maybe at school or even in your future career. We do have a special panel on green careers. That's something that we think is very important for our future leaders. And so we have both in the morning, we have green careers in government, and in the afternoon, we have green careers in environmental justice. Wow. And so we're really excited about bringing a wide variety of opportunities for our teens to both learn and share, and also, really importantly, have fun.
Yeah, and that's the key. And I find that students receive it better when they're in their same age group. You know, they receive it more, and they receive it, you know, it's a little bit more comfortable for them when they see someone their age and their peers giving out the information.
Yeah, and then, you know, we really really want to make sure that any teen that's interested in coming can come. So the event is completely free of charge.
Excellent.
And so we really value the importance of every teen having an equal way and an equitable way to engage. And so there's free breakfast and lunch available the day of the conference. There's a really cool T-shirt that all participants will receive, as well as a really cool water bottle. So just ways to, you know, hopefully have you come back. Teens hopefully out there really want to submit a proposal for next year, but we really want you to come at least this year to check it out. Okay. So we don't want you to come to our website, www.sparetheairyouth.org. You can also follow us with our hashtag YesConference2018.
Okay, and when is the conference?
That's something we forgot to mention.
The Yes Conference is on February 24th, 2018. Mm-hmm. It's at Laney College in Oakland.
Mm-hmm. And it's from 9 to 3, so it's a full-on day. Okay. So the college is right off the BART station, the Lake Merritt BART station, so it's very BART accessible. And I do want to do a shout-out. We have some space available in one of our shuttle buses in the North Bay. Mm-hmm. So if you live in San Rafael, Vallejo, or Santa Rosa, there is space in our shuttle bus. So when you register for the conference, you can put that as an option.
Now, I'm from the Bay Area, and I've never heard anyone pronounce Vallejo the way you just pronounce Vallejo. That's Raquel Trinidad, Yes organizer. And I was very impressed. Can you say that one more time?
Vallejo. And full disclosure, I'm originally from LA, so that's why I say it that way.
I'm using it. Walk me through that again.
Vallejo.
Vallejo. Mm-hmm. I'm telling E40. Excellent. And you know what, guys? It's a wonderful event that you guys are doing. So it's going to be on the 24th of February, which is the last Saturday of Black History Month.
Yes.
Okay. And also, it's at Laney College, which is part of the Peraltas.
Correct.
Yes. So it's a great event. And you said it's off the BART. So it's no excuse. Now, as far as volunteers, say, for instance, like someone like myself or Carlos, my producer, wants to volunteer, how can we go about volunteering?
Well, you can feel free to go on our website. I am the key organizer. You can feel free to email me if you have any questions. We do have a few slots for adults that want to volunteer the day of the event. And we have been getting some requests from teens that want to volunteer. And we want to invite them not to volunteer, but to participate, to come as attendees.
Okay.
So all the teens out there that I've been getting requests for, please come. Just register for the event. It's going to be fun. And then next year you can see, hopefully you want to volunteer as a student board member or take a different role. So we want to offer that as an opportunity.
Okay, great. You mentioned earlier there, you know, some of the workshops, and I want to dive more into the workshops because some of them are very unique. Now, green jobs, define a green job, because a lot of people don't know exactly what that is.
A green job is a job that is in the sustainability field. So the sustainability field is more of a the environmental field. So I know one of our Bay Area trailblazers worked with President Obama, Van Jones, on green jobs. Yes. And I think he was the one that coined that term. But basically, it's thinking of the jobs of the future that are ecologically minded, that pay living wages, for especially for our communities of color that have been left out of the tech industry, that have been left out of manufacturing, because manufacturing has gone, jobs have gone overseas. And so it's really rebuilding a new sector for the future. So that's what we're kind of defining a green job for. And a green job in government, because, for example, the agency that I work for, we manage air pollution. And there are new jobs out there that are being defined even within our traditional government agencies. And so there's an opportunity to really learn about those and be engaged and hopefully be inspired to do an internship. So the Air District offers paid internships for high school students, for example, over the summer. And so that's something to explore. And I know our counterpart, the Metropolitan Transportation Commission, offers the same. So, and there's more government agencies out there. So we just want to make sure we can elevate some of these issues for some of our teens that are curious about what they want to do when they grow up.
Peyton, do you know what you want to do when you grow up?
I do not, but I've always been really passionate about the environment, and the YES conference has kind of given me a narrower look because I'm a senior in high school, so I have to start thinking about college and what I'm going to major in. And the YES conference really gave me just kind of light at the end of the tunnel. Mm-hmm. I now have like resources I can use if I ever need like a letter of recommendation. Mm-hmm. I have a community now that will really like just like help me get to where I need to be.
I just want to do a shout out specifically for Peyton, because Peyton is on our program and she will be one of our MCs for the day of the event. And so I really want to give her a shout out, because hopefully the teens out there listening, or even their parents, it's going to be hundreds of teens at this event. So in the past, we've had about 500 students. And this year, we're hoping to get to about 800, 900 teens in this one event. So we really want to invite teens to come.
February 24th. And give me the time again.
9 to 3.
Laney College.
Completely free, right off the Lake Merritt BART.
Right. And once again, the website?
It's www.sparetheairyouth.org.
So as a high school student, having resources like the YES program, how does that help you as far as your confidence?
Well, so I went to the YES conference. I attended the YES conference last year. I was just a like small 16-year-old junior. I didn't really have any direction. I just had, you know, multiple like interests that I didn't know what to do with at the time. And I stumbled upon the YES conference kind of accidentally. It popped up in an ad, like when I was going on like social media. And I was like, this looks interesting. I mean, like, I like the environment. I want to save the planet, like, you know, all teenagers do. So I went, and I was just kind of blown away because there were so many people at the event and so many other people my age who carried the same passions as me. And so immediately when they had openings for to be a board member for the YES conference, I just like applied, because I knew like this is something I want to do, if not for the rest of my life, just now. I want to do it now. I want to do what I can like now. This YES conference, being the board member, not only do I get to be like the MC and talk in front of all these people about projects that I care deeply about, but I like to live by the term think globally, act locally. Not only am I with the YES conference, but, you know, at my school, you know, just partaking in clubs, writing, like, letters to, like, local newspapers or other, like, local politicians, or, like, bringing your friends to go on, like, beach cleanups. You know, like, whatever you can do, like, you can do. And the YES conference just helped me find that.
I think it's awesome that the youth are now recognizing the importance of saving our air, but also the importance of having confidence. Because a lot of young folks, they don't have the confidence, and they find confidence in your program, in the YES program. I love it. And she's not timid at all. She has no shortage of words, and I can't wait to see you speak at that event.
Thank you.
And motivate other teenagers who might not have the confidence in speaking and talking about their passion. and starting a movement, because that's exactly what you're doing. You're starting a movement.
Thank you.
You're so welcome. And I want to thank Raquel and Peyton for joining us. And the YES organization having the big conference February 24th at Laney College from 9 to 3. For more information, website?
www.sparetheairyouth.org.
Thank you very much. And thank you for spending the day with us. And you know what? If you want to catch us, my wonderful producer, Carlos, will have this up on the website by Monday. My name is Armand. Thank you for joining us on Listen Up Bay Area. And please do me a favor. Pass on your passion.
Thank you for tuning in to Listen Up Bay Area with Armand. Make sure to listen next week. We are 102.9 KBLX, the soul of the Bay.